This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Captain Tyrone Sims joins me on the program. He is a veteran of the United States Army and the author of the new novel, With Honor in Hand. You can find that online. You can check out his website as well, tyronesims.com. That's T-E-R-R-O-N, sims.com. Captain, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Coy. Yourself?
Very good, very good. I have to ask you first, what's the novel about?
It's really tough when people look at it because they think it's just a basic military novel, but to me it's more based on a moral dilemma between these two mercenaries. So they take on a mission against West Point, which creates the moral dilemma. So there's a series of dialogues with them training up for this mission. And I use West Point as the backdrop and tell a series of stories about a particular West Point cadet so that the reader comes to learn what they will lose if these mercenaries actually go through with the mission.
There you go. We're talking with Tyrone Sims. He's a graduate of the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia. We just wanted to touch base with you and get your thoughts about what was going on overseas. You've been on the ground in Iraq, going door to door in some of those neighborhoods, teaching people how to vote and putting together, literally creating democracy over there from the ground up. And that was a few years ago. What are your thoughts now about what's happening in Iraq?
I'm torn. Part of me feels like Chuck Norris with Mission Impossible, where, he's always trying to go back, save his guys. God knows, I wish I could go back and help with the process. They're really sitting on a fence right now. Things could go really well, or things could go really bad. Right now, Iraq technically doesn't have a government, because Alawi and Maliki's coalitions can't get themselves together, and the Iraqi parliament isn't in any rush to assist in that process of actually getting the government formed. So the people are sitting there a bit confused, reading some articles yesterday and today, with us pulling out our final official combat units. I put big words on, big quotes around the word combat. The people don't know what's going to happen now because there's a serious leadership void that's now created with us pulling back heavily from our on-hand operations and there not being an actual figurehead leading their country.
So what do you think? We're talking with Captain Tyrone Sims. What do you think needs to happen over there, Tyrone? I mean, if you could wave a magic wand, and do you agree with the pulling forces out of Iraq?
I do. As much as part of me pains to say it, but, you can only do so much. We gave Iraq sovereignty back in 1 July of 2004. Actually, it's just the 28th June, but they've been in a sovereign nation since that time period, and now they it's time for them to really step up to the plate. I remember reading another article about a week ago. Some Iraqi general stated that he didn't feel it was going to. He felt it was going to take them until 2020 for their army to truly be able to function without U.S. support. But then, if you know better than I, being a history buff you are, the American Revolution was won by a ragtag force against the greatest army in the world at the time, Great Britain. So, maybe it's something that the Iraqis need is for us to pull out, thus forcing them to truly stand up for themselves.
Yeah, but I guess I would be remiss if I didn't point out that the French made it possible there at the end with, when the French Navy came into to Virginia there off the coast.
Blockade, right.
Yeah, I mean, they really did, the French really did make the American Revolution, a successful American Revolution, possible. I mean, you really could argue that we couldn't have done it without them. I mean, we could have kept going with this guerrilla warfare that we were engaged in, but the French brought a timely and quick end to it just in time.
That is true, which is why we stick with that analogy, why we still have and will have forces there on the ground for a very extended period of time. They'll just be playing a different role.
Yeah. Now, what about Afghanistan? Much more in the news recently. And what's first of all, clarify for us, what exactly is the president's strategy as you understand it in Afghanistan?
I think the biggest problem is that the strategy isn't very clear. I don't really think there is a strategy per se, more so of a timetable to pull out beginning next year. I believe everyone is under the proper assumption that there really is no way for us to militarily win, which is why Karzai is doing all the crazy stuff he's been doing for the past year or so. I think we're just trying to maintain some form of stability over there until we can just slowly start pulling out.
Yeah. We spoke yesterday with Elizabeth Gould and Paul Fitzgerald. They're the authors of Invisible History. It's a fantastic history of Afghanistan, and they argue that Western forces have kept out the really progressive democratic folks in places like Afghanistan from ruling and forced in sort of Taliban or Taliban light. They argue that Karzai is more of a Taliban light kind of government because they don't really want a strong state. They want a disorganized, weak state because that benefits the West and makes places like Afghanistan dependent upon us. And corporate interests fare much better when there is a weak state.
I'd agree with that to a certain extent. I mean, the reason why we went with Karzai above anyone else is because of the relationship he and the CIA had during all of our anti-Soviet Union stuff, 20 years ago. As far as having an unstable Afghanistan to promote, Western business interests. I don't know. We lost on the oil contract in Iraq, so you would think we'd learn our lesson from that. I just think we've realized that we're in a no-win situation, and it's time for us to start slowly pulling out.
Yeah. Captain Tyrone Sims served in Iraq. He's a graduate of West Point. He's the author of With Honor in Hand, and his website is TyroneSims.com. So what would you, what to you is the greatest concern now over the next 5 to 10 years that, where is the ball, I guess is what I might, let me borrow a sports metaphor. Where's the ball and where should our eyes be at this moment?
The problem is, Al-Qaeda is the enemy, but the problem is Al-Qaeda is not isn't confined to one geographical location. The strongest cells are actually in Western Europe, France, England, particularly. So I'm not an intel guy, at least, the stratosphere level of intel. So I'm hoping that between Mossad and the CIA and MI6 and all of the other high-level intelligence agencies around the world, that they have beefed up their capability to monitor Al-Qaeda and its branch organizations in Western Europe and in East Africa, where Al-Qaeda is thriving. With respect to Iraq, if nothing happens with them getting a government formed, by, let's say, a year from now, I can honestly see the Kurds making a move to officially claim their autonomy, thus forcing the Shia and the Sunnis within the Sunni triangle and down south to probably go to war again.
Goodness. Captain Tyrone Sims, he's online at TyroneSims.com, TerroneSims. His latest novel is With Honor in Hand. Captain, it's always great to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining us. Have a good weekend.
You too, Coy. Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.